Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden signed wide-ranging environmental orders Tuesday, which he dubbed Climate Day at the White House. NPR's Lauren Sommer reports that the orders direct federal agencies to focus on environmental justice and include climate change in the nation's economic recovery.
President Biden stressed that climate change is already costing the country a lot, especially after record storms and wildfires last year.
In my view, we've already waited too long to deal with this climate crisis. We can't wait any longer. We see it with our own eyes. We feel it. We know it in our bones.
Biden's orders specify that 40% of energy and environmental investments go to disadvantaged communities. The orders would also ban new oil and gas leases on federal land. That doesn't impact existing leases that energy companies hold. As part of that, he also announced a working group to help communities transition away from fossil fuel jobs and towards renewable energy opportunities. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
The nominee for U.S. Transportation Secretary says a shift from fossil fuels to renewable energy must take into account the impact it'll have on workers, industries, and communities. Pete Buttigieg discussed the matter during his confirmation hearing by the Senate Commerce Committee.
I think the most important thing we have to do is put an end to the false construct that says that this is about climate versus jobs. Look, climate policy is jobs policy, and the reality is the only way to have a sustainable growing economy is to grow jobs in a way that helps, not hurts, our climate goals.
Buttigieg received bipartisan praise for his pledge to focus on transportation safety and improvements. The Commerce Committee approved his nomination Tuesday, setting up a final confirmation vote by the full Senate. Some new data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show the severe allergic reactions to the COVID-19 vaccine are very rare. NPR's Ping Wong has the story.
As millions of Americans have gotten COVID-19 vaccines, the rate of severe allergic reactions has dropped by half. The incidence of anaphylaxis is down to 5 cases per million with Pfizer and even fewer with Moderna. Most people who had that response had a prior history of allergic reactions. The CDC recommends a 15-minute waiting period for everybody who gets a COVID shot to watch for allergic reactions. Given its low incidence, Dr. Marcy Dries, an epidemiologist for Christiana Care, is urging the CDC to reconsider.
And I ask because as we're expanding vaccination and planning all these high-throughput events, the limiting factor is finding space for the people to hang out after vaccination.
The new data was presented at a meeting of the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee. Ping Huang, NPR News.
And pre-market trading U.S. futures are down a fraction. This is NPR News. Several states are easing restrictions on restaurants and other businesses amid declining coronavirus infection rates and hospitalizations. But the steps are being taken with caution as health officials monitor new COVID-19 variants that originated outside of the United States. More than 146,000 new cases of COVID were confirmed on Tuesday. More than 429,000 Americans have died from the disease, according to Johns Hopkins University. The Securities and Exchange Commission says it is monitoring market volatility after the stock in video game retailer GameStop surged following encouragement from an online forum. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, the GameStop trading frenzy raises questions about possible market manipulation stoked by online discussion groups.
More than 3 million people are part of the community Wall Street Bets on the site Reddit. That's where droves of amateur stock market traders combine their collective power to invest in stocks that, to some, are nostalgic. BlackBerry, the movie chain AMC, and the retailer GameStop. The idea was to pump up stocks that institutional investors thought would drop. It sent Wall Street into a frenzy. Mark Adesso is a securities lawyer.
Everyone being at home and day trading because of COVID, and then, you know, these sites being largely unregulated, I could see that confluence turning into something that will become a regulatory focus.
Adesso says the question now is whether the massive trades amount to market manipulation.
Bobby Allen reporting. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.